Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mighty, 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 mighty is thy name in all of the earth, Father God. You sit high and you look low. Father God, you're in control of every situation. Father God, as we come on this morning, hallelujah, we come with a grateful heart. Father God, we come with an attitude of gratitude. We come with praise and we come with thanksgiving, Father God, to say thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you on this morning, Father. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you, Father God. As we come, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father God, anywhere we have come short of your glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 the things we didn't do, Father God, hallelujah, that we should have done, the things we did, we should not have, Father God, we say thank you, Father God, for forgiving us and for cleansing us from all unrighteousness, Father God. As we come on this morning, we bind every spirit of retaliation that will come to break our focus, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we say thank you for your angels. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you that we can approach you this morning as Abba Father. Thank you, Father. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day that you have blessed us with, Father. We say thank you for it. And Father, now we surrender the day back over unto you, that you will unfold it according to your wisdom, your will being done, your purposes being fulfilled, Father, your glory being revealed in Jesus' name. We say thank you. We pray for everybody who do not know you and the pardoning of their sins. We pray for the grief, the spirit of grief, Father God, that has permeated our world. Father, we pray for those who are hungry. We pray for the incarcerated. We pray for those in hospice, Father, nursing homes, boarding homes. Father God, we pray for every home, every house, the White House, Father God, that they would make decisions, the right decisions for your people. We pray for the whorehouse, that they will come out, Father God, with their hands up, surrendering all to you. The drug house, Father, jailhouse, our house, Father God. We commit all of this to you, Father God. You're the one with the power. You're the one with the answers. You're the one. So we acknowledge you and we say thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for the longevity of this ministry, the blessings of this ministry. Father, we say thank you, and we do love you on today. Thank you, Father. Thank you. So, Father God, even right now, glory be to God, hallelujah, we ask that you would have your way. Have your way. You're the potter. We are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will while we are waiting, yielded and still. Thank you. Now, Father, as you told your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you too. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord and the Savior. Amen. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God has given unto us. And inasmuch as he has blessed us to see this day, amen, we commit the day back to him and say thank you, Jesus. Amen. For one more day. We don't know what the day holds, but we thank God that we know who holds the day. Amen. And so we just want to, by faith, amen, continue to walk in it and to give God's name all the praise. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda of the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. If this is your first time with us, we call you a visitor, and you are welcome to have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served, and man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Second time, amen, we call you family, we call you friend, amen. So we pray that you will continue to come back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, and we've been faithful for the last 11 years and about 8 months, amen. And so enjoy. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. We want to thank God. We've entered in from spring to summer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God did it. God did it. Amen. And we thank God for doing it for us. Amen and amen. All right. All right. All right. We are still moving forward in the men of the Bible. Amen. We pray that you are being encouraged, amen, by, amen, the teachings and the sharing that have come forth. This morning, amen, we want to share on our brother Jabez. Thank God for Jabez. Amen. Coming to us this morning to share is a young man that we've heard him speak on in the ministry, but we have not heard his elaborations and participation to the extent that he's going to be sharing with us today. And so it is indeed a pleasure. Amen. When I was informed that he was ready to come forth and to share, and it brought much delight. Amen. So we want to thank God. He's mostly in the background, but he's there. Amen. He is a man of God. He loves the Lord. Amen. He is a husband. He is a father. Amen. He is a servant of the living God. Amen. Working in the Lord's kingdom. He plays instruments. And I think he might even be a deacon. I'm not sure about all that. But the most important thing is he loves the Lord. Amen. And the Lord loves him. Amen. So at this time, without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our brother, Minister David Richardson, that we might receive him this morning. Amen. For his grace and his abilities as he comes to share with us on our brother Jabez. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Brother Richardson, are you there?
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, my brother. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for agreeing to serve today.
Yeah, well, it was a request to do the best I can do up on this part. I thank the Lord for blessing me to get up this morning. I'm not usually this is my early morning rise. My wife is, well, Ms. Richardson, who is here beside my side here. She's been supporting me all the way. I'm going to do a little something on the Jabez this morning. I'll go ahead and get started. It comes from the book of Chronicles. And, Book of Chronicles first tells me that the second Chronicle covers the same period of Jewish history described in the second Samuel to the second King. These are two books that also it covers the same, almost the same identical cross-references, I guess you could say. But the perspective is different. These books are no more mere repetition of the same materials, but rather from a form of divine editorial on the history of God and his people. While the second Samuel and first and second Kings give a political history of Israel and his dynasty. And then I'm not a politician, man, but I do tend to go out to vote when I can. But Jabez, he kind of touched me when I read it because I never heard about him. But Jabez, he has a story different than anybody else's, but it's similar. You can check some scriptures. I'm going to read a little something I wrote up. Pick up a little bit of his time here. My story is on Jabez. He's interesting because Jabez and his brothers was as different as, number one, in the book of Jonah, Nineveh is the northeast and Tarsus is the west. Number two, Obadiah, the book of Obadiah is a struggle that began in the womb between two twins, Esau and Jacob. There was a difference night and day. Those two are there. I'm just using this as an example because your boss, he was just that different also, but he was a man of God and wisdom. And regardless of how, just like, okay, I'm going to go on. Or I could say Jabaz was like Malachi, who was called from the home to be a prophet, who leaves his familiar surroundings to deliver a stern message of judgment and the prince to the princes and the people of Jerusalem. Jabaz was that way, too. He was a man that wanted to go out to help others. And he did everything in his power to praise the Lord and worship him and look for his guidance to do these things. Whereas a lot of others didn't want to do that. His brothers was a little different on that part. But as I go on, he says, and Nehem, from unto whoever much is given of him shall must require be required. Oh, where am I here? Be required. And that's in Luke 12:48. Naim had been given the privilege of knowing the one true God. Also, Jabaz is like the book of 2 Samuel, recorded the highlights of David, his ruin, first over the territory of the Judah, and finally over the entire nation of Israel. Jabaz is like a drama, the second book of Kings, the tragedy history of nations on a collision course of captivity, Israel and Judah. And so I said that Jabaz, he was such a man that you could put him in the category with these people I had just mentioned. You could find his story in the book of Chronicles, which I'm gonna read a little bit from. It's not long, but it's an opening of our prayer this morning, and it might lighten someone's spirit as well that's doing mine right now. Jabaz is honorable with his brother, and his mother called his name, saying, because I bear him with sorrow, he will be cause pain. Now, to me, a mother can name a child any way she wants to, but to me, I mean, the name of the child pain because he caused pain, and he's going to cause pain in his lifestyle, that's kind of... Make sure you play a tune. I don't like the really want to play. And Jabaz called on God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. I thank you, Lord, for just allowing me this 2-3 minutes, whatever it was, to share that with the prayer line. I know it's a continuous line of prayer that's open to the public, and anybody who wants to hear that, who wants to come in and join in, because Pastor Bradford, he's open with everybody. It's not like you just pick certain people to speak. You can call in and request a prayer to be made, and she'll share that with the public if you want that to be so. It'll be on Facebook and other things else too. But I thank her for this morning, for my wife, who is always got you on the line and allow me to come in and say a few things. So I guess you don't invite one of the couple without the other, because it's like a two to work together. So when you got one whole piece, you don't want to cut it in half. If you need the whole piece in order to work. So I thank you, Reverend Bradford, for this morning, just this little discussion, a little prayer on Jabaz. I hope I was able to say something about Jabaz that was maybe, help someone today. Other than that, I thank you.
Amen. 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 Bless the name of the Lord, Brother Richardson. Amen. We want to thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Desiring, amen, to serve in the Lord's vineyard. Amen. Hallelujah. Holy boldness. Amen. And it's nothing like a man up front. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. I notice you call him Jabaz, but however we say it, amen, I say Jabez, but we know who he is. And we want to thank God, amen, for you sharing in his history. And, you know, it was sweet and it was to the point and well taken, amen, that he had a history like everybody else. He started somewhere like everyone else. He had a struggle like everybody else. But you said, amen, according to the word, amen, he was honorable. He was an honorable man. He called on God. He made his request known, and God answered. Now, I'm telling you, that's it. That's the story. If we are honorable, the Bible says he'll be our sun and shield. He'll give us grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. Psalms 84 and 11. If we are honorable, we can call on the name of God. He says, when you seek me with your whole heart, you'll find me. We can make our request known unto God. He told us to come boldly before the throne of grace with our prayer and supplications and make our request known unto the Lord. And the same way God answered your best, God will answer us. There it is. We make it so difficult, Brother Richardson. I don't know why we make it so difficult. You know, it's just not difficult. Live honorable, talk to God, make your request known, and then thank God for the answer. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Yes.
Yes, a blessing in itself. Yes, and I'm telling you, it was so wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. For you to just share with us today and desire to share. We've been waiting for this moment for a long time. Amen. So thank God for you. Thank God for your lovely wife. Amen. And thank God for the history of Jabez. Amen. And your history. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. All right. We always like to, amen, wrap up the exhortation with any announcements. I don't know if you have any announcements on your end of the vineyard or territory that you desire to share with our audience. If so, feel free to. If not, it's okay.
Well, as always, I give the Lord my thanks for strength he gives me each and every day. I don't proclaim nothing that allow, but what he allows me or his will that gives me. And I try to study in my free time. And I do have a lot of free time now that I'm retired. But I feel soft-spoken and quiet. And but my wife, she's right here. She's more open than me. I can be a rooster when I want to, but I'll just use that phrase. But there's nothing that I can't go to the Lord for, and it's nothing that there's no fail or no topic or any understanding or anything that he doesn't cover in his word. So that's my advice to anybody that feels that they got fear or the killing that's going on all around. You know, it's happening every day. There's friends I have at Christ Church that I come from, Great Exodus. I had a family member killed in front of her door just the other day, and she asked us to keep her in prayer, which we are doing. I'm quite sure everybody is that heard about it. But there's tragedies every day, but we can't let these tragedies that's happening, because I had a little killing in my family as well many years ago. But time goes on, and it heals itself. As long as you have the Lord, because he's the healer, and he's the provider, and he's soft-spoken in many times and many words, and he'll whisper in your ear, or he'll shout me if he has to, like thunder. But the main thing to do is to hear him when he's talking. If he tells you something, trust your heart and know that it's him, it's nobody else. But you do have to trust and believe. And like my wife always told me, it's not about faith is good, but it's more like having hope that these things you ask for can be can help you in some way. Because prayer is one thing and hope is another. Because the hope is a, well, faith is something to thank hope for. Like it said, an evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't see everything, but if we hope by what we're thinking about is there, it's there. Mm-hmm. Because God is there with us. So we thank you.
Amen. That was excellent, brother. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God, as Jabez was the honorable man. We want to thank God for your honorability. I made up that word this morning, but it's just so appropriate. Amen. I thank God for your prayer life. Amen. Thank God for you being a role model, a mentor. Amen. A man of God. Amen. And a Bible man. Amen. So God bless you, and a happy belated Father's Day. I pray that your Father's Day was wonderful. Amen. And again, we thank you for sharing the story of Jabez, his history, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Have a wonderful, glorious, victorious day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, all right, all right. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. We've been listening, amen, to our brother David Richardson. Amen. Normally, as he says, very quiet in the background, but he is there. Amen. He is the backbone of his family. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is the husband of our sister Gwendolyn Richardson. Amen. And so we want to thank God for him. So if you signed in a little bit late on today, amen, you can listen to the message again on our replay, amen, on the story and the history of Jabez, amen, an honorable man, amen, who called on God, who made his request known unto God, and God answered him. Beloved, I am encouraged through this story today because God is no respecter of persons. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And what he did for Jabez, God will do for you if you believe and if you receive. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. Hallelujah. Mission accomplished. Mission accomplished. Look, as Brother Richardson said, amen, I am not partial either. Amen. I give everybody a fair chance. Amen. I just contact you as the Spirit leads me to contact you. Amen. And I am excited when anybody says yes to participate. But I'm telling you, it's something about the men. It's something about the men. When the men show up, we have our Bishop William Scott, who's going to be with us later on. Not William Scott, Bishop Lawrence Williams. Amen. Is going to be with us later on this week. Glory be to God. And amen. We have the other men in the ministry, and amen, and our friends of the ministry. And we just thank God that there's no male nor female in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. It's God's word for all. Amen. And we bless God. Amen. That was wonderful. That was very refreshing. Very refreshing. All right. In form of announcements today, we will be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. And then back at 9. And bless the Lord. Now, some people are getting notifications that they're charging you a penny a minute. That's about $1 if you stay on the call, the prayer line for an hour. If you stay on the prayer line for an hour, your cell phone company may charge you $1. They haven't charged me yet. But I do have a backup number. We don't know. It may take a minute for us to permanently fix this situation. But in the meantime, just let me know if you're being charged, and I will give you a backup number to avoid the 1 cent per minute charge. Amen. And to God be praise. And to God be praise. And to God be glory. All right, 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Tomorrow we're going to open up the lines. Amen. Let us hear about your Father's Day experiences. We know we already shared love for our fathers, and we honored the fathers on last Saturday. Everyone who desired to speak, we had an opportunity to give tribute to our fathers. Amen. So Father's Day, we sure was a lovely day. The weather was beautiful. Whatever you did, amen. If you desire to share on tomorrow, amen, we're going to open up the lines, amen. We try to keep Wednesdays a little creative, and then we'll be back on Thursday, amen, Friday and Saturday, talking about the men of the Bibles, Lord willing. Amen, in Jesus' name. Amen. 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, we invite you to please meet us. Amen. And Facebook Live at the morning altar. Amen. We will be there in prayer. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. And tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. I think we want to teach on the armor. We know we taught on the armor a little while ago, but we want to reiterate that. Because the armor is so important. And if you try to walk in God's kingdom or fight in God's kingdom without your armor on right, that's a big mistake. That's a big mistake. You have to put on your whole armor. And you have to put it on right, amen, in order to win as we fight the good fight of faith. And so we believe that's what the teaching is going to be about tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on our Bible study. All right, Father God, we say thank you for Brother David Richardson. Father God, we thank you for this man of God. We thank you for this man of God who is a backbone, Father God, the backbone to his family, a backbone in your kingdom, a warrior in your kingdom. Father God, sometimes people they misjudge people that are quiet, Father God. They think they're weak and they try to take advantage of people that are quiet, but Father God, not so. Not so. We thank you that he is filled with your precious Holy Ghost. He is in love with you and ready to serve, and he does serve in your kingdom. So we say thank you for him, his wife, his family, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for Jabez. Share with us on today, Father, this honorable man. He was honorable. He was pleasing, Father. Glory be to God. He walked upright with you. His heart was in the right place. Not to say he didn't make no mistakes, but his heart was right. His intentions was right. And you saw it because you judged the hearts. And Father God, he called on God. He didn't call on the White House. He didn't call on the social services. Father God, he didn't call on his boss. He didn't call on his parents. He called on God. Hallelujah. And you heard as he made his request known, and you answered him in a way that everybody knew you did it. Father God, help us. Sometimes when we get into a hard place, we want to start calling on people and putting pressure on people, Father God. That is not your will. God, you said call upon the name of the Lord. Look up to the Lord from which cometh all our help. Hallelujah. Our help coming from God. And you will answer us. You have answered us. You are answering us right now. And you will continue to answer, Father God. And we say thank you for enlarging our territories, expanding our capacity to receive, and blessing us going in and out and in Jesus' name. Thank you. Father God, as the ministry partners come, Father God, at 12 o'clock and at 9 o'clock, we ask that you will anoint them today to pray in the Holy Ghost. Father God, bless their faithfulness as they serve in your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Father God, we had a couple visitors yesterday, Father God, on our 12 o'clock and on our 9 o'clock prayer altar. Help them not to be turned away if they're being charged a penny a minute to call in from their cell phones. Everybody does not have a house phone, Father. We realize that, Father, and the cell phone providers, they're trying to, we know what's going on. But, Father God, we believe for every penny we sow in your kingdom, you're going to give us a couple hundred back for every penny we put in, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for showing us a way around it, because we don't want anybody paying any additional charges, Father. So it comes out to about $1 if they charge us, Father. I haven't seen a charge yet. I believe I'm not going to see a charge. But if we do, Father, we ask that you would give us the dollars to pay. And thank you for giving us a remnant around it in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all the senseless murders, Father God, happening in our communities. We pray for the grieving hearts, the mother, Father God, whose son was shot, died right there in her lap, bullet in the head, mistaken Uber, Father God. They got the cars mixed up, Father God, and killed the young doctor. Father God, what a way, Father, to witness your son die in your lap with a bullet in his head. Father, this is devastation. It is devastation, Father. Father, two of Americans are captured over there in Russia. Father God, we don't know what they're contemplating to do with these men. Father God, to teach us an example. God, we pray their release. Father God, every prisoner of war, Father God, we pray their release. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray healing to the land. Father, those who are in hospice, those who are in the hospitals, those who are in the nursing homes, Father, we pray that you would send your word and heal them. For somebody's back is against the wall, Father, they need some money to show up today. Today, Father God, bills are due. Bills are overdue. Father God, they don't want to revert back to the old way of trying to get money. Father God, help them not to bend, but help them to hold on. Show them what it is you would have them to do, Father, and you will do the rest. We're calling for miracle money to show up, Father. And as the money show up, Father God, we give you praise. Help them to remember to honor you back with 10%. 10% of that money, Father, is yours. They can't make plans with the whole money. They can only make plans with a portion of the money because 10% is yours. Then you got to go into the 90 and give you an offering. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we pray that you would give us another chance. Father, forgive us for being unfaithful in our stewardship and not doing the right things, Father, the right way. And we're asking for another opportunity, and we ask for relief, Father. The mothers and fathers that are still healing from the children that were slaughtered in the schoolhouse in Texas. Father, we're still crying. We're still crying from the supermarket slaughter. We're still crying, Father. Every day is some foolishness going on. The devil, Father God, has just gotten right bodacious. It's like he dares us to even come up against him. But Father God, we will not back up. We will continue to pray. And as you send us out, Father God, we will go out, Father God, and stand in these territories with our Bible tracts and our bullhorns and the Bible. And Father God, comfort your people with a spirit of love to let them know that, yes, you are hurting. God knows your hurt. God can heal your hurt. God will heal your hurt. God, we have no words for these people. Father God, how do you minister to a parent that have lost their children in violence? How do you minister to somebody, Father? We don't even have the words. Father God, we're going to mess it up if we try to say something. But you have the words. And you know what to say. So use us, Father. Use us to exemplify your love in a hurtful and a hurting world that they might know that Jesus cares and he's coming back again. He's coming back again and he's taking us away where there be no more tears, no more pain. And we want to live our life that we can live forever, that we can see our children again. We can see our parents again because we will be in heaven for eternity, Father. And all these sad days will be gone. They will be gone forever. So help us to spread the word to whosoever will listen in Jesus' name. Thank you. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer right now, Father, by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and to declare that it will not, it cannot, and it shall not be broken. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, dominion, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is expelled. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Anybody in need today, just do like Jabez did. Ask God to increase your territory. Hallelujah. And watch God move. He always makes a way out of no way. He knows how to do it. And the reason he knows how to do it is because Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, to God be glory, to God be honor. Thank you. Again, Brother David Richardson, amen, and everybody under the sound of my voice. And thank you for allowing me to serve you on this morning. God be with you. It's my prayer. Amen, amen,
I
amen.
A miracle today.
That's what she's saying.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. And I expect a miracle today. The little woman with the issue of blood said to herself, if I can touch but his clothes, I know I will be whole. She pressed through the crowd from behind. She touched his clothes. Her blood began to dry. And she knew she received the miracle she needed that day. The centurion with the servant who was ill heard that Jesus had the power to heal. And he said, Lord, if you just speak the word, I know my servant will be healed. Jesus said, go your way as you believe. You will find your servant healed and free. Because he came expecting a miracle from me. Is impossible to those who believe and say, and I believe God's word is still the same, so I expect a miracle today. So if you feel you're at the end of your rope, circumstances don't provide you much hope, but your heart says there's a way. My friend, I know of an anchor secure. The word of God will always stand sure. What he said he will do, if you just expect him to, a miracle can happen to you.
Yes.
So don't be moved by the things that you see, but with your faith, just believe that Jesus is the same as he was yesterday. He still works miracles for those who believe. As you speak the word in faith, you will see our whole life begin to change, because he came expecting a miracle. Is impossible when you just believe and say. Oh, you should know God's word is still the same. So expect your miracle today. I expect my miracle. my miracle today.
Wow.